Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. Let's Talk Rockets, episode number 51. Folks, it's been a while here. It is Monday, January 1st at the time of this recording. We're live here in the Sunshine State. Happy New Year to everybody. It is now 2024, which is pretty crazy. And I think it's a good time. You got, first off, man, before we get into this, you guys are blessing up the podcast form of this. Like, so Let's Talk Rockets is, you know, this Rockets podcast. We haven't done one in a couple of weeks here. I need to start doing these like three at least a week. We're going to aim for 4 to 5 for 2024. But you guys are blessing this up on streaming platforms. The link's down below. Spotify, Apple's down below. You could also type in Let's Talk Rockets on your streaming platform of desire. But yeah, you guys are blessing it. So I appreciate you all. It's 2024, man. What's up to everybody? We got my man I in here. What's up? Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you, Pedro. Happy New Year to my man Joshua. Yeah, we got the baby face going on apparently. And as always, we're rocking our man, Jordan. Freaking love, baby. So yeah, the Packers are back. And Rockets basketball is back tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Huge, huge, huge shout out to my folks over in Detroit for getting the, or yeah, I worded that wrong. Shout out to my boys out there in Toronto for shitting the bed and getting that out of the way. The Detroit Pistons have won a game for the first time since like Halloween. And yeah, we played Detroit. So we got Azar versus Amen tonight. So yeah, get that going. Jonathan Piles. Jonathan Owens is he's a dog, man. He's a solid rotational defensive back for our unit. But yeah, man, I just made a Packers video for the main channel and even cracked open a little high noon. Happy New Year's to everybody. I think we have college football going soon. I'll make this quick for all you guys. I want to talk about a couple of things Houston Rockets based. Trade rumors and then Alper and Şengün rant. Maybe even a little bit of a Jayshon Tate rant. Jabari, Dylan Brooks' injuries have been giving Jayshon the starting nods. And it feels like it's like 2021 again. I'm out here watching this. I know the spacing isn't that bad, but the spacing's bad. Come on, man. Come on, man. Jayshon Tate out there in the starting unit. So he's going to be obviously included in these trade talks. Let's take a sip. I had something I wanted to say. Oh, I'm trying to hit 5, guys. So I'm going to make this quick. So I'm going to run up a double cheeseburger with ketchup only and a little fry and a cup of water. And peanuts with ketchup on it. So if you're listening to this audio-ly, it's like an aioli. If you're auto-aioli-ing this episode here, shout out, hit up a review, 5-star review ideally. Thank you all for a little zinny in. So yeah, let's talk. So all right, the reason I'm making this here is first off because it's Monday, January 1st, and we're trying to get back to doing this every single most days. Let me go to my main man, Chris, aka Rockets News, because he threw out something interesting on Instagram. This is my boy here. He makes all my thumbnails. The dude's an absolute skilled artist here. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's RocketsNews0. And he was going through some trade targets. So Bleacher Report dropped an article going through 3 different trade targets for the Houston Rockets. And those 3 players include, and the Texans might make the playoffs. Hell yeah, I'm going to make a Texans video probably today or tomorrow. Anyways, Malcolm Brogdon, Corey Kispert, and Jordan Clarkson. So, I don't know. You know, this is something we would talk a lot about before the season began. When the season began, the Houston Rockets here, we're getting actually close to the halfway point of the regular season, which is kind of crazy. Like, it's already January. It's actually so weird. I live in Florida now, so I can't really. I just got back home from Chicago, but it's hard to even, like, comprehend that it's actually January because it's probably 80 out.
Wow, season's really flown by. So we're 15 and 15. We have a huge like bench scoring issue. I wouldn't even say it's like a huge issue because we're 15 and 5. The Houston Rockets offensive rating is 19th in the league. However, they're putting up just 112 points per game, which is bottom 10 in the National Basketball Association. Defensively, they're doing such a phenomenal job. They are fourth in defensive rating. They are second in opponent points per game. But we do have a bench scoring issue. And, you know, mainly our bench, depending on who's healthy, is pretty much like Tari Eason's out there now that he's back and he's been healthy, but that's been like many, many, many weeks now. You got Aaron Holiday, who has his moments for sure. You have Jeff Green. You've got Jay Sean Tate. And now that Amen Thompson is healthy, we're seeing some Amen. Sometimes you see some Jock Landale, unfortunately. Sometimes you see some Reggie Bullock. I'd love to get Reggie Bullock actually more involved into the team in general. Am I missing? I feel like, and then Cam Whitmore, obviously, who plays like 15 minutes every week. Every week he gets one game a week where he gets like 15 minutes and he puts up like 15 points in those 15 minutes. Let me check Reggie Bullock's game log really quickly while I'm at it here. It's so strange. Like, he's doing terribly statistically, 1.8 points per game. But my point that I was going at, and I don't know why this is like the most random kind of comparison here. I was watching The Social Network on my way home to Chicago. And my big thing with, you know, like an early season trade, and I was so against it, was, you know, we have Amen Thompson and we have Cam Whitmore. And, you know, especially when Amen was injured, it was like, well, we barely seen this dude play. So let's at least wait to make a backcourt move until he's back and he's had his mojo somewhere around the trade deadline. So now he's back. He's played like, I think, 11 games, something like that, now that he's back from and healthy. Cam Whitmore, I think, is just going to be a situation where he's just not really going to play much. And when he does, he's probably going to ball out on the points scoreboard. But I don't think Cam Whitmore really, until probably the end of the season, will get like a consistent minute range. So we get into those three players I just mentioned. And I hate all of them. I love all of them as players. Like Malcolm Brogdon, I'm all set because I'd rather move forward with, you know, Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore eventually. Corey Kispert, I don't really think makes much sense to me either, because I have a dude who's got a similar skill set and is actually a much better player deeper on my bench than Reggie Bullock. So I think Reggie Bullock could easily solve some bench scoring issues, but he has not played like pretty much at all. This makes me want to check. Let's check his stats from last year. I mean, I was pretty surprised actually when they picked him up in general. You know, that's pretty surprising. Reggie only has four seasons. He's been in the league since 2013, over 10 years. He's only had four seasons where he scored over double digits. But last year at Dallas, he started 55 games, played 78 of them, and in general, 30 minutes a night. Like, that's a big thing there. His efficiency is certainly down in the last couple of years, though he shot only 41% last year. But he did shoot 38% from downtown. But anyways, who was the last player? Oh, Jordan Clarkson kind of just goes hand in hand with a player like Malcolm Brogdon. I know they're, you know, much different players, but I don't think that's really what we're looking for. If I was going to make a move, if I was the Houston Rockets, I wouldn't make a move right now. And the point I was getting at with The Social Network, just like the most random comparison ever, is I don't think we really know what we are and what we aren't. Like, you know, that's vague. Like, we have an idea. Like, we're a really young team with a lot of young talent. Elprin Shangoon appears to be solidified for, you know, the start of the future here. You know, Elprin Shangoon certainly looks like the franchise player for the Houston Rockets. And so I'd make most moves, pretty much every move, tailored around Elprin Shangoon. My issue is, you know, we got these dudes like Depot, Jacques Landale, who I think Jacques just more of like a Daniel Tice type of thing, where it's like the dude's good at basketball. I know Jacques Landale is good at basketball, and I know he would, like, he's got playoff experience. Like, Jacques Landale can hoop. I just don't think maybe, you know, with Ime Udoka's scheme, with our current personnel, like, I just don't think it really worked out. So I imagine Jacques will be gone at some point in the season. I'm not a Jacques hater, though. You know, I know a lot of people aren't huge on Jacques Landale this season, obviously because of the production, but it just kind of reminds me of Daniel Tice, where it's like, it's a really good player, and it makes sense on paper, but it just didn't pan out, and that's just the way it goes. That's the way it should go sometimes. Outside of those two players, the only guy I would really trade is Jay Sean Tate. The issue is, like, I don't really know why I would trade Jay Sean Tate. You know, he's a great defender. He's certainly not a starter. As much as I love him, I would want. I wonder if we actually, the Rockets probably play in like 3 hours. We'll talk about Kelly Olynyk, John Collins, Yurt in a second here, because I think all those players fit perfectly, actually. But like with Jay Sean Tate, man, I just with his current contract, and if we're trying to actually establish winning basketball like we're doing this year, you know, what are you gonna get for Jacques? I saw a mock trade. It was like a second round pick, David Roddy and Jake LaRavia. Like, all set. I'm all set there. No shade to any of those two players and that second round pick from the Grizzlies, but like, I'm all set with that. I'd rather have Jay Sean Tate. So as far as actual trade possibilities for myself here, you guys have had some really good opinions down here. I thought I saw a Yurt comment in here. I think Yurt's a really interesting player. We'll talk about Jalen here in a second. I put a parlay for Giannis under 37 in Pistons center. He has a name, Jalen Duren, for over 13. Yeah, I think that's valid. I'm not a great sports bettor. But John Collins, hell freaking no. Kelly Olynyk. And Kelly Olynyk's one of those players that Jordan Clarkson actually had my interest for, you know, probably like the first 6 weeks of the season. I was like, you know what, a pure scorer off of the bench to kind of have Kevin's role would actually be pretty perfect. But then I watch Cam Whitmore play in the G League, and I'm like, you know what, that might complicate things a little bit too much. However, I wouldn't be surprised if they were to go out there and they were to get you know, on an expiring, a dude. I don't actually know Jordan Clarkson's contract off the top of my head. I have a feeling he's an expiring contract, but like for 1 year, that would be fine for me, because I do think Cam Whitmore has a very nice future in the NBA, especially with the Houston Rockets, the team he's on right now. We just don't see him play much, but I think that's going to be the reoccurring theme all year. A player like Kelly Olynyk, I think, is absolutely perfect for this team. He can pass, he can rebound, he can score, he can stretch the floor. I would look into Kelly Olynyk greatly. What would be interesting is if Jay Sean Tate was involved in that trade, and if you were to ably get both Kelly Olynyk and Jordan Clarkson / Colin Sexton. Of course, I'm doing a live stream right now, and I don't know either of those two players' contracts, but if one of those two guys is on an expiring, that is certainly something I would actually be a little intrigued with. But I think Kelly Olynyk's just so perfect for this team. You know, bring him back to Houston. He did a phenomenal job. What did he put up, dude? He put up like 18-8, 17-7, 18-7, something like that a couple of years back when he was with us. I remember visiting Houston with Swaggy, hitting our boy Austin's house. Our OGs know Austin, the GOAT, and like my first night in Houston ever, second time in Houston ever, my first time really staying there, and our waiter at this like cool wing spot looked just like Kelly Olynyk when Kelly was with the Rockets, so it's just a random tidbit. I think Kelly Olynyk's perfect. As far as Harrison Barnes or Jonathan Isaac goes, I don't like the idea of Jonathan Isaac at all because of availability, and I don't know if he's gonna do much for me outside of what Jay Sean Tate. Like, I don't really know if that's quite worth it. I'm gonna check Jonathan Isaac's stats here. 27.7 from downtown. You know, he's not a lethal three-point shooter I guess technically he played 11 games last year. He shot 40%. He's a career 32.7% three-point shooter. I would take the upgrade on Jonathan Isaac over Jae Sean Tate for a long term, but I don't think that's something that they would do or actually even maybe even look into. Harrison Barnes, man. He's on an expiring, isn't he? I believe Harrison Barnes is in his last year of his contract, unless he just got extended. You know what? Harrison Barnes does not sound bad as our starting 3/4 off of the bench. With Tari Eason, though, I just don't really know if that's a move we really need to make. You know, a guy like Marcus Morris, shout out Brian Cruz, by the way, for our audio listeners, who's given all these comments. No, Marcus Morris. If they were to trade Jeff Green for some weird reason, then yeah, sure. But I think Jeff Green's got that unk role solidified there, and I want him to have that role. Anyways, we've been trying to get at it for the last 16 minutes here. The point I was trying to make with Social Network was that's a movie about Facebook. Some dude was saying they were having an argument, like the two co-founders in the movie were, you know, talking about like, oh, we need to monetize this. But then, you know, Zuckerberg was like, but we don't want to ruin what we have because we don't really know what we have, but we know we have something. And that's like pretty much exactly how I feel about the 15-15 Houston Rockets. Like, you know, we'll go on these 3-4 game stretches where we look really freaking good. And it's like, damn, you know what? Houston's probably going to get a top 6 seed. And then we'll have, you know, stretches like right now where we're just banged up because that's the nature of sports. That's the nature of basketball. And we'll lose 3 straight games. And it's like, you know, maybe we do need to make a move. So the way I stand right now is, when is the official trade deadline? We have plenty of time. We have at least 6 weeks. And until then, I really don't have anything I need to do. February 9th was what it was last year. So it's going to be early February. That's a long time, man. Yeah, let me check the stats here. What was Houston about a month ago? About 6 weeks ago would be middle of November. Fuck, man, basketball happens fast. I forgot how little we played in that stretch. We were like 6-6. At the time the trade deadline is right now, priorly, if that makes sense, we were like 6-6. So that's actually maybe not a great example, but hopefully you guys can kind of see what I'm saying here, where it's like, I don't really know enough. I know what our strengths and our weaknesses, and I know what our pinpoints are. So if it was going to be a player, I would love for it to be a guy like Kelly Olynyk, a guy you know is going to help. I would actually love Kelly Olynyk. But for me, as far as just to end this trade rumor talk, or trade idea talk, I would go back up big. That's pretty much it. I'd go back up big unless Shock Landale in the next month really gets it going. Scheme, production, efficiency, whatever the hell it's going to be, unless Shock really gets it going in these next couple of weeks, I'd go back up big. And as far as backup guards go, I need it to be an expiring, which I do think the Houston Rockets would do. I think Rafael Stone's done a really good job with being strategic of timelines. But as far as I do want to make a quick comment on guys like, you know, I don't think JJ Heavy in the chat saying LaMelo Ball is being serious here. But, you know, I've seen like people, you know, floating out there like Donovan Mitchell trade ideas, you know, guys like that, Devin Booker. I don't think we're there yet. And while it would be nice to get that going, you know, because you go out there and you trade for Devin Booker, outside of what you're going to give up, Devin Booker's going to make your team better. But trading for Devin Booker, even if this was an NBA 2K league and we turned forced trades on, and I could trade Jock Landale for, and I turned salary cap off, and I could trade Jock Landale for Devin Booker, still not winning at all. So I think it's a little too early. I think we're a year away from that. I think that would be more so a move you look at in this upcoming offseason. I don't know why on earth Zion Williamson's name just came to my mind, but a player like Zion Williamson, where you're a little bit more established. And then obviously what equates, what goes into all of this is Jalen Green, JG Ford, coming off a 30-piecer. If you guys follow my Twitter, the link's down below, I tweet a lot about Jalen Green because I hate the Jalen Green slander. You know, I understand the narratives where it's like, all right, look, man, the dude's 21 years old. Give him a freaking break. And then I understand where, you know, he's played almost 200 games. So we need to see something soon. The thing with a guy like Jalen Green and Jalen Green's prototype is the dude's a scorer. The dude's a shooter. And shooters are going to shoot. And sometimes the shots aren't going to go in. If you play basketball, you know exactly what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm putting in the work. I'm practicing. My shots still aren't going in. Like, that stuff just happens. So I'm a big fan of letting rookie contracts play out. And to be honest with you, 6 weeks from now, we'll know more. But I think it is, you know, I know Eric Gordon just commented on this when we played him. I think it just speaks volumes when you have these guys who are in the league saying, look, man, Jalen Green can play, whether it's on a podcast, a post-game interview, whatever the hell it is, like, Jalen Green can hoop. And he's just got to figure out his role, his new role on this newly orchestrated team, this newly formed team. And so that's how I stand with, like, getting a bolster at the shooting guard position where it's just like, I don't really know why I would do that. I think we're a year away from that. Çengün's the star player. You know, as it stands right now, I have very high hopes for Amen Thompson. I have very high hopes for Cam Whitmore. But as it stands right now, Elprin Çengün's a freaking all-star. And the dude's a star in the league. And I think he has superstar potential. Elprin Çengün on the season is giving me 21 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a block per game. I'm 54% from the field and 32% from downtown. Like, and he's younger than me. This dude's born in 2000. This guy's the future of the Houston Rockets here. So I won't go as far to say as the Houston Rockets should make no moves at this deadline, but I think if the deadline were tomorrow, I wouldn't make any moves. I'd try to trade for Kelly Olynyk. You know, I'd take a Robin Lopez. I don't really know if that's going to do enough for me. I guess I'd take a Robin Lopez, but I'd trade for a player like Kelly Olynyk, depending on the package. I think you could get away with Jock Landale, Victor Oladipo, and, you know, second round pick, whatever. But I think it's too soon. I don't think we truly know what the floor and what the ceiling of this team is. And I think we'll have a better idea of it in 6 weeks, but we still won't have a firm enough grasp of it in 6 weeks to be like, yeah, man, let's go bolster it up. Let's go trade for Devin Booker. Let's go trade for Mitchell the Bitchel. Let me know what you guys think about that. All right, we got Matthias. So glad to see my brother all last year. You kept me a Rocket after watching how he played, and I was ready to give up. Hey, man, I appreciate that a lot. You guys are awesome, man. I really miss doing these all the time. I miss streaming Rockets games every single day, every single game. I graduated college a while ago, and bills got to be paid, and priorities got to be set. And unfortunately for NBA YouTube, as weird as it is, because it's so strange because so many people love and watch the NBA, and, you know, not everybody's trying to watch the NBA. Like, you know, if you're a Rockets fan, you're not trying to watch you're trying to watch every single Rockets game, but you can't watch every single Rockets game. There's 80 freaking two of them, and life happens and responsibilities come up. And sometimes you just want a quick little 10 minute, 30 minute podcast recap YouTube video. And I missed the game of it, but for some reason, man, football is so different than basketball on YouTube. I don't know really what it is. I know NFL has a higher, you know, viewership and stuff, but I'm talking more like money-wise. But I do want to bring – I need to bring this back. I think we've done a decent job this season, but football has been – this was my first full year of covering the National Football League, and it was – even though they play once a week, it is super hectic. And covering basketball is very hectic, too. You guys should follow my NBA show that I do with a couple of buddies. If you haven't already, I know a lot of you guys check that out. It's called The NBA Show. Type it up on YouTube. Whenever we do a Rockets segment that I plan out or that we plan out prior, I always throw up something on the community tab. Follow the Twitter down below if you guys want to. But I thank you all for watching. I hope you guys all have a great – I hope you all had a great 2023. I know I had a nice 2023, and you guys certainly played into that. I need to get out to Houston for a basketball game relatively soon. I've been chatting it up. I've been kicking it up in the chats with my boys, Swaggy from Houston, and we're going to get something going soon. So I appreciate all your guys' love on this channel and all my channels and everything that I do. And we'll see you tomorrow, man. I'm gonna get this Let's Talk Rockets going again. I feel like even though we've done 51 of them, it might still be a little bit confusing. This is Houston Rockets Daily, and this is the podcast segment of it. So the links down below for Apple and Spotify streaming down below. I upload these right after if you guys want to listen to it at the gym, on the way to work, at work, whatever it is. I appreciate all the love. You guys have seriously like really blessed up, not only this channel, obviously, but these podcast forums. You guys are like actually really blessing it up. And I'm very excited actually about 2024 for Let's Talk Rockets / Houston Rockets Daily. So that's it for today. Go Pack, go. Shout out my mama. Give me this Jordan Love jersey. I'm in love with love, baby. Woo! I can't wait for this Five Guys burgers and fries. Oh, wait, no, I said it wrong. I can't wait for this Five Guys. I'm excited to get the food as well. I'm excited to get dinner as well. It's a niche joke. And yeah, man, hopefully we take down Detroit. I think we will. So we'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll see with the post-game recap. Who knows? The world's our oyster. Have a great 2024, and we will see you tomorrow. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Deuces. Jordan Love. Error.